ever thought about what Christ means to you? With Christmas right around the corner, let's explore what Jesus means to us. Hello, and welcome to Love and Encouragement to Live By. I'm Tammy Thompson, a Christian author under the pen name of T.S. Thompson, and you can find out more about my books by visiting my website at ts-thompson.com.
And I'm Jo Heather Dodson, your Christian coach, helping you discover what God has next for your life. Learn more about my coaching services at yourchristiancoach.net. Thanks for joining in today for your weekly dose of love and encouragement as we talk about the meaning of Christ in relation to your deeper Christian living.
Amen. And what a perfect time to talk about him, Jo Heather, because, you know, Christmas is coming up. So this is going to be our Christmas episode airing the week before Christmas, because Jo Heather and I, we're a partner. We have families. We talked about it, and we've decided that our podcast is going to be taking off the week of Thanksgiving and Christmas every year so we can spend time with our families and our friends. We work hard this podcast, and we feel like those are the 2 weeks a year that we're going to really set aside for what God's given us. So you won't see us next week, but we'll be right back at the end of December to close out the year. Wow, I can't believe it's been a year. Woo! So we want to take a moment, to just thank each and every one of our listeners, everybody who's contributed to the podcast in each and every way, all the people who've come on and done interviews. We just want to give you a big thanks from the bottom of our heart and to wish you all a very Merry Christmas. So, yes, amen. It's like family. Our listeners are like family to us.
They are.
They are. They join us every week. It's like they sit down there in our living room with us. So when preparing for this episode, I really pondered, gosh, it's Christmas episode. What are we going to be discussing, right? Because, Christmas is our Christian holiday where we celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior and Son of God. We celebrate his birth, right? And so when we think about the birth of Jesus, you typically go right to, him coming into the world, his birth in Bethlehem, the wise man, the shepherds in the field, but I was thinking about that stuff. And right away, I knew that I was supposed to talk about what Jesus means to me. Sometimes God just gives you a word inside of you and it bursts. It's not like it's a thought. You just know, right? It's as if God was asking me that very question. Have you ever thought about that before? Well, I want you to consider that as we dive into this topic today. I mean, after all, Jesus did not come here for his own sake. He was up in heaven with the Father, right? He came for you. You were the reason Jesus was born over 2,000 years ago. You were the reason that he lived his life here on earth. And you were the reason that he gave his life on the cross. It was all for you. So Jesus did all of that for you. What does Jesus mean to you? That is a thought to ponder deeply on. Don't you agree, Jo Heather?
It sure is. Oh, and it's so good to set aside time to pause and reflect, especially at this time of the year, to think deeply about what Jesus means to you, what Jesus means to me. How do I answer that question? Well, for me, it's really hard to imagine my life without Christ. I feel like the connection to Jesus is embedded into the cells of my being. It is impossible for me to even think about what my life would be like without him. I was blessed to be introduced to Jesus at a young age, and so I actually can't consciously remember a time in my life when he wasn't there. And when I think about my connection to Jesus, it makes me think of the strongest Velcro that was ever created. Those little fibers that connect me with Christ so tightly that no amount of tugging or pulling could ever pull them apart. I mean, they're so intrinsically woven together that it's impossible to separate those fibers. So that's kind of how I picture it. I literally can't see myself apart from Christ. And that may sound odd to you, but that's just my words and what came to me as I was thinking about this question. And so that's why I'm kind of struggling of how to put it into words, how I feel, because he's so intimate with me. And, hey guys, this is what our episode is all about today. We get the opportunity to share with you, our listeners, who Jesus is to us. And we hope that through our sharing, you will be inspired to pause and reflect on, you know, who is Jesus to you? And how do you want Jesus to impact your life going forward?
Such a good question. It really is. Think about how Christ is in your life and how this episode can change the way that you think about him. You know, but before we dive a little bit too deep into this topic, I want to take a moment and let you know how you can support us. So first, depending upon what platform you're listening from, be sure to like, share, follow, and subscribe to not miss future episodes. But the most important thing you can do is to share this podcast to help spread love and encouragement. You know, and we want to extend an invitation to you listening, you know, to help our podcast grow. I mean, it's spreading around the globe. We track our podcast and we're seeing that we're touching lives in different countries. It's so exciting, you know, because in the world we live in today, not just in the United States, the world we live in today, a lot of individuals feel discouraged, hopeless, unloved, and many are searching for a word of encouragement. And they're hungry to know God's word. So by partnering with us through prayer and financial support, our podcast is going to continue to grow and impact many more lives. You can find out how you can sow into our podcast ministry by visiting our website's donation page at loveandencouragement.com/donate. And also on our website, loveandencouragement.com, we feature early access every Wednesday to both video and audio. And if you want to save some time, we got a form on our website, fill it out, and we're going to email you the podcast every Wednesday. So, yeah, I love that Velcro thing you're talking about, Joe Heather. The way that, because we become a new, what came to my mind when you're talking about that is we become a new creature in Christ. We become inner, there is no separating at that point.
Right.
It's not like Joe Heather and the Holy Spirit, Joe Heather and God and Joe Heather and Christ. It's not like it's not four at that point. You have the Trinity and Joe Heather. It's not four things just sitting beside each other. It's a new creature. Mm-hmm. We can't describe. We talked about this in an episode before. A new creature is something you can't describe. There are no words for it. You know, that she used the Velcro thing, which is helpful, you know? But we're becoming new. We're a new creature. We are something new. We are a part of Christ and the Holy Trinity. We are a part of that now. And it changes us for the better. So interesting things that we can ponder about. So I want you to see if you've ever thought about what it was like for Christ to come into the world. Now you know that the book of John is one of my favorite books in the Bible. There's so much in there to ponder. You can read it again and again. You're going to find new truth nuggets in there. But I love reading it. And, you know, because Jesus was willing to come and be born as an innocent, helpless child and grow just like we do. So when you feel like Christ doesn't know what it means to hurt, to be hungry, he does. Right? He came into this in flesh. He came into the world. And then he lived his life, you know, knowing that the whole end result was to go to that cross and pay it for everybody. That was his purpose in life. So I just have to say that we are so undeserving. I know me, I'm so undeserving. We're all undeserving of what Christ's life represented, you know, and the whole point of going to the cross for us. Yet by his sacrifice on the cross, we become righteous. Now, we're not going to be talking a whole lot about the death and resurrection because we're going to reserve that for Easter time to talk about. But it's the whole picture. I want you to get the whole picture of Christ's life here, that he came into the world for that purpose. It's not like he came, was born, all of a sudden God said, oh, by the way, Jesus, you're going to, next week you're going to the cross. He knew that was his purpose. He knew that that was the whole reason for his coming into the world, was for us. And so why did Christ do that? Have you thought about that? Why did Christ do that? Because for one, it would please the Father. He was all about pleasing the Father and doing the Father's will. And because of his great unconditional love for us. So again, I was talking about John. I love how John describes Jesus coming into the world at the beginning of the book of John. You can open it right there in the beginning, first chapter. So I'm going to read it to you. I don't want you to kind of envision this as I'm reading it. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, he gave them, to them gave him he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and he beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I just love reading that. There's so much packed into this section of verses that you can sit down and really just read it over and over, and new things will get your attention. I'm going to point out a few things here that have always struck me about this passage. One is that Jesus is the Word, and Jesus is life. And this is why I believe the Word is the living Word of God, that the Word becomes active in our lives when we read it, we ponder it, we understand it, and we apply it to our lives. Now, Jesus is life. I have spent a lot of time thinking about this thought. I've just pondered it. Jesus is life. Have you ever wondered what gives something life? I mean, we just take it for granted, right? Have you really wondered what gives something life? You know, I garden, and I think a seed is one of the most fascinating things. You know, inside of it, I mean, it could just lay there on my shelf, dormant. But inside of it is a blueprint. You know, that if I put it in the right conditions, it's going to grow, and it's going to become something that is embedded in that seed. But it is special, right? Because man cannot make seed. And you're like, oh, no, there's GMOs. No, 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 man cannot make seed. He can manipulate a seed, but he cannot make a seed from scratch. There is the magic. I call it magic. It's the magic of life that is inside all living things. It just eludes us. Consciousness, what makes life, life. The medical world has tried to define what life is, right? It's a mystery to us. So where does it come from? Well, it says right here in one of the passages I read you in verses 3-4 of the first book of John, all things were made by him. I'm talking about Jesus. And without him was not anything made that was made. Nothing. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. Now, all things. So let's think about this. All things were made by Christ. That's what verse 3 says. And then it says, why? Why? In verse 4, it says, in him was life. And I'm going to read you. That was the King James Version. But I'm going to read you from the NIV because it words a little bit differently. And I like to read different versions when I'm really diving into something. So this is what the NIV says about it. It says, through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that's been made. So I want you to think about that. In him was life, meaning Jesus had the power of life within him. In him was the power of life. And through him and by him, with that power of life, all things were made. You and I were made by and through Christ. Just let that meditate on that for just a minute. All of that. And it goes on to say, to clarify, in case you're thinking there's a little clause at the bottom. No, it goes on to clarify that the purpose that all things are made by him, meaning that it says that nothing was made without him that was made. Nothing. Meaning that nothing was made without Christ. All life and everything created was done so by him and through him. Now, with that deep thought in mind, let's look at some of these other verses in the section of John that I just read. So this is verses 9 through 11. That was the true light, which light of every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Now, let's look at the NIV version. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and through him was made. And though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, and his own did not receive him. And this is what, like, I can actually visualize Jesus just kind of walking around with this whole passage in mind. You know, can you just imagine Christ creating everything, the world and every living thing in it, every little bug, every little flower, everything, you and me. And then he came and walked. He came down into the world and he walked among it. And no one recognized him as the giver of life. Can you imagine? I can't even fathom what that must have been like for the Lord. And yet, he still went to the cross for all of us. One of the things that deeply moves me when I think about this with Christ is that Christ thought I was worth it. I mean, he could have just said, I'm out of here, Lord. These people don't even recognize me. They don't care about me. Why did I even bother with these people? Why would I go to the cross for these people? But no, he thought I was worth it. Right? I was so undeserving, and yet to him, in his eyes, I was worth all of it. So why were we worth it all to Jesus to come down and live his whole life here, be willing to go to cross, you know, for a world that didn't know him? It says so in these verses in John chapter 1, verses 12 through 13, which I read. I'm going to read them again. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. This is when you get born again. That's what it's talking about. When you receive Christ in your life and you be born, that's why he did it. That's powerful. Jesus came into the world so that you might receive him and be born again as sons of God. Now, I really felt led to share those verses with you so that you can meditate on what you mean to Jesus. Because when I think of what Christ means to me, it is in response to that. Everything's in response. God is love, and in response to his love, I love him. I know what love is because God first loved me. Because of that pure, perfect, unconditional, sacrificial love that Jesus poured out for me, right? So before, so just keep that in your mind, thinking about that, what, you know, how much you mean to Jesus. And then start thinking about what Jesus means to you. But before I share what Jesus means to me personally, I want to pass it back to Jo Heather for her to share more on this topic.
Thank you, Tammy. That's such a great in-depth look, because, you know, John 1 is a perfect scripture choice to lead us in our conversation here today. You know, when I was a young Christian, I had a really hard time understanding this chapter. It was as if there was a veil over my mind around it. I don't know why, but it just was. But as time passed and I grew in my walk and I read it again, Tammy talked about reading it again and reading it again. That's why they call it the living word, is because we have to chew on that word to get the nutrients out of it. So you read it again and you read it again. Well, that's why I was like, I want to understand this, Lord. I want to understand this. Well, as I grew in my walk, you know, I began to be amazed to realize that Jesus was the Word and that all things were made by him. It was Jesus who was making everything that I had read about in Genesis. You know, Jesus is God. And as I look out my window, I get to revel in what my eyes see in nature, and it all testifies to his glory. And what a privilege it is to have the ability to see his creation and to know that he made it. It's so beautiful to me today. I just can't imagine what creation would have been like before the fall of man when sin and death entered the world. Oh my, I'd love to see that. And one day we'll get to see that. But my beautiful, sweet Jesus made all things. And as Tammy said, gosh, he even made me. And he came in the flesh and he brought his amazing grace and truth with him. And I get to access that grace and truth because of the great exchange that happened on the day he went to the cross. You know, I owe Jesus everything. He gave his life for me. He made a way for me to receive God's unmerited favor, God's love. It's only possible through Jesus. And in John 10:28, Jesus confirms that for us. He says, "And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." Wow. You know, the amazing thing about Jesus is that, you know, I'm in his hand, and he is love, and he loves me, and therefore I can love, right? Jesus left glory in heaven and came down so that I can have the opportunity to access God's eternal love. You know, his beautiful body was broken for mine, and by the stripes that fell on his back, my body is healed. His blood was shed to remove every sin from my life and your life. He loves me so much. He loves you so much that he gave it all. He gave it all for me and for you. For all of us who can receive that free gift, who choose to. You choose it. It's a choice. So as I think about all of this, I think about the act of communion, or you may call it the Lord's Supper, or maybe something else. But when we break the bread representing Jesus's body, we take it in and we eat it. And it becomes a part of us. We take it inside of us. And when we partake of the wine or the juice representing the washing away of our sins, we take that in also. So it's through communion that Jesus becomes a part of us. You know, I mentioned the Velcro, you know, just this intimate weaving. And when I take that, that's an act of taking that in. It's a physical opportunity for me to remember his death and remember what it means. And for me, you know, taking that in, it's a part that can't be removed. It's through him that I have my very being. And I'm telling you, you have the same opportunity if you haven't realized it yet. It's through him that you have your being. And so we'll talk more about what Jesus means to us in a moment. But first, I'm going to pause and I'm going to share today's sponsor spotlight. Love and Encouragement to Live By is sponsored by our very own Tammy, otherwise known as T.S. Thompson. She's released this beautiful prayer journal book, The Praying Family. It's a prayer request journal and a guide to family prayer time. You got to check that out if you haven't already. She's also the author of her recent book called, we've talked about it before, My God in Whom I Trust, A Study of Psalm 91. And her most popular book, God is Able, A Study of 2 Corinthians 9:8. And drumroll, she's in the midst of writing her fourth book for her Christian book series, The Land of Good Dreams. So those of you who are following that, get ready. We'll keep you informed when it's ready for you to order. But guys, you know from the podcast and from the books that you've already bought of Tammy's, and I pray you're giving some for Christmas gifts. These are great Christmas gifts. Tammy has a deep desire to move readers with her books and to share the light of God to uplift and inspire. She is blessed with the gift of storytelling and believes that the world is in need of good family-friendly books everyone can enjoy. You can find out more about Tammy and her books at ts-thompson.com. That's ts-thompson.com. So if you want to be a sponsor of a future episode, or if you want to feature your favorite ministry effort, just contact us. You can do that at loveandencouragement.com.
Thank you, Johanna, for that wonderful, you know, telling about my books. I know you've read a lot of them.
Oh, yes. They're great.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I just love this episode that we're talking about. We're talking about Christ. You know, what does Christ mean to us? And so many years ago, back in my late teens, you know, shortly after I'd been saved, you know, I worked in this rehab helping teenagers to kind of break free of their addiction. And I remember driving to work, and I was really trying to understand how Jesus died for me individually. Me, Tammy, right? Because I understood, you know, that he died for the world in a global aspect. I could comprehend that in my brain, but I just, for the life of me, I was struggling with this personal part. And Jesus wants you to have a personal relationship with him. So he wanted me to get this too. So I had this vision of Christ when I was driving to work. I saw him up hanging on the cross, and he looked down at me and he said, I died for you, Tammy, so that when you got on your knees in that cell and cried out to me, I was able to come to you. And it was like, you talk about such loving words, but I understood. It was like this instant knowledge that I understood that by the sacrifice on his cross, it gave him that ability to come in and pick me up at my lowest point in my life. It gave him that ability. And so he died for me personally. I could finally make that connection, you know, and it's beyond words of gratitude, you know. And so it also brings something to mind here I want to share with you. Because if you're struggling with this too, I think this verse is going to help you. Maybe you're struggling. Maybe you know that, well, I see that it's a global thing. I wasn't born yet. How could Jesus have gone to the cross and died for me? Well, I'm telling you that he did. And I want to help you to be able to have that breakthrough that I did in seeing yourself on your name on his lips, you and his thoughts on the cross for you. He died for you that day. You know, so I'm going to read to you from Hebrews 12, chapter 12, verse 2, if I can say it right. So looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now, I got to tell you, I have read this verse so many times, and I always see the author and the finisher of my faith. I always radiate with that. And it was to be able to see the joy part pop out. It's like that was there the whole time. But for some reason, God drew my attention to that, and I understood what that meant. That was me. That was me. I was the joy that was set before the Lord. When he's being whipped, the joy of all of those that are going to come to know him through his sacrifice, they're all going to be able to be healed from leukemia or cancer. They're going to be able to break free of addiction. That are going to be able to break free of sin. He endured the cross for that, so that we can become, I could become, you could become, I could become his beloved daughter in the kingdom. That's how he endured it, because of that joy, us, that was set before him. The reason for it was set before him to focus on. That's mind-blowing when you think about it. I want you to really take that and receive that into you so that you can know that, yes, you were on his lips. You were the joy before him. You were the reason that he was able to endure all that. I don't know, because I don't think a human being that wasn't of God could have endured what Christ went through, beaten beyond recognition. So, when I think about what I'm seeing that Jesus has done for me, you know, he did that for you too. He really did. Think about, meditate on it this week about, especially if you're struggling to be set free from something. Maybe you're still struggling with an addiction. Know that you're that joy set before him. And when you break free of that addiction or you break free from sin, it's like, yes, yes. He gets joy in that. He gets joy in that. It was worth it. It was worth it. So when I think about what Christ means to me, he means everything. Because without him, I wouldn't be here, right? Because it says in the word, I just read to you the beginning of this podcast, right? The start of this episode, that all things were created through him. So that means without Christ, there would be no life. Because life was in him. And before he gave it up to create all these other things, that we wouldn't be here, right? He also gave me new life, because when he died for my sins on the cross, he gave me a way to overcome that drug addiction, right? And I became the righteousness before. So I can then have a relationship with Father God in heaven. I get to have a relationship with Christ. I get to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit that lives inside of me. Plus, I have this whole new, beautiful, beautiful, beloved family in Christ. Joe Heather's my sister in Christ. I have that, right? Because of this, right? Think about that. Think about your kingdom family that he's given you. Wow. So much. What a reason to shout and rejoice. It just moves me beyond words. So what does Jesus mean to me? And I'm going to try and say this without crying. I don't want to be scared to run, but you know, Jesus is my best friend. He is my teacher and my comforter. He is my anchor in the storm. He is peace beyond my understanding. He never casts me away or rejects me. He is love that knows no bounds. He is with me in my sorrows, and he never leaves me when I stumble, but yet he lifts me up and puts me back on that path. He is my life. You know, I can't imagine, like Joe was talking, I can't imagine living life without him. He renews my strength when I am weak. He watches over me when I sleep. He is my healer. He is my hope. He is the one in whom I trust. He is my all in all. Jesus is everything to me.
Yes. Amen, Tammy. Amen. I'm loving this episode today, because my favorite thing to do in the whole wide world is to talk about Jesus. You know, I love meeting with brothers and sisters in Christ and digging into the Word of God. And I actually never get more excited than I do when I'm having a discussion with a fellow believer over the Word of God and over Christ. Yeah, it's the most thrilling, exciting thing in the world to me. And I can tell you that for me, you know, like Tammy, I would choose nothing over Christ. He's more important to me than anything else in my life. And God knows that, number one. Christ knows that. The Holy Spirit knows that he's my number one. And my family knows that. And we're teaching our kids that Christ is our everything. Christ has to be number one in our life. And, you know, all these things shall become also, you know, become yours. Because God's word tells us that we're rewarded because of our devotion to Him. You know, we're rewarded with gifts that come straight from our Father of heavenly lights. Hebrews 11:6 tells us that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. And His word says we get rewards in heaven, but also here on earth. You know, and you're going, why are you mentioning rewards, Joe Heather? Well, it's just part of that. It's, Tammy said it, it's profound. I don't want you to miss what she said, that profound word that you are the joy set before Christ, that He saw you. You know, He loves you. He pours into you. And not just in heaven, He pours into you now. And so I can testify, this is my testimony right now, that I have been blessed with health and wholeness and healing because of Jesus. You know, I feel the Lord's blessing upon me, on my marriage, on the calling to become a parent. The Lord has blessed me by giving me a purpose, which is to be a voice, which is why I'm here with you today. You know, I thank the Lord for every material gift that I have, because they all come straight from Him. I have done nothing to deserve or earn any of these things I just told you about. Nothing, none of them. Do I deserve them or did I earn them? Anything good that you see in my life is not from me or because of me. Everything that is good and right in my life is from the Lord Jesus. You know, I mentioned earlier about looking out my office window. I spend a lot of time in here during the day, and, you know, I get to see the birds flitting about and the leaves. And, you know, I know that having eyes to see nature that testifies to His glory, having the eyes to get to see that, that is a gift from God. You know, I take a breath, and I know I wouldn't have that breath if it wasn't for God, if it wasn't for my Creator, Jesus, you know, the Holy Spirit. You know, I would not exist. Tammy said it earlier, we would not be here today talking to you if it wasn't for Jesus, if it wasn't for God. You know, the word says that Jesus created me and gave me the opportunity to choose Him in return. It was a free choice. And look at all that I've received for choosing Him. Now, I chose Him because He chose me first. I mean, He loved me first. But, I mean, there's just these abundant blessings that we, you know, sometimes we disassociate, I think. But all the gifts and the blessings and all the undeserved favor that's poured into my life is because of Jesus. And yes, my life looks different than your life because He blesses us in unique ways. Because the blessings He's given to you are different than those He's given to me. It's because I have a unique relationship with Him and you have a unique relationship with Him. And that's what's so amazing about our Savior. He is uniquely mine and I'm uniquely His. And you are the same. He knows the desires of my heart. He knows the desires of your heart. He also shapes the desires of our heart in accordance with His great goodness. I mean, the Word tells us that. Tammy said it beautifully, and I feel the same. You know, Jesus is my maker, my creator, my master, my king. He's my everything. You know, it's written in Isaiah 9:6, Jesus is called Wonderful. He is wonderful, and He's my counselor. He's Mighty God. He's Everlasting Father, and He is Prince of Peace.
Mm-hmm. Amen. He sure is, Joe Heather. Wow, such a beautiful episode. I can always feel when we do these episodes, I can feel the joy of the Lord with me. He's well pleased. I can tell it because when you stand and you let the Lord work through you, it pleases Him. It pleases Him. Mm-hmm. We're sitting here just being a voice. This is not of our own. Yeah, we believe this whole podcast. We give the glory to God for this podcast, for the ability to be able to even do this, to have the time set aside out of our lives to contribute to this. And so I know I can feel the Lord is pleased with it, you know, because He has a message for you today. And we're hoping that this message goes and it touches your lives and it changes you for the better. Be able to see, He wants you to see Him in a new way. And with this week of Christmas coming up, I really hope that, you know, you can really focus on what Jesus means to you. But before we close, I just want to share with you something. I've talked before about how I have visions and stuff at different points, and I value them. It's just the way God communicates with me, you know, because I'm a visual person, and it's just easier for me to understand him that way when he shows me something versus sitting down and like having me read something or tell him. He does speak to me through his word and stuff too, but I really treasure when he gives me a vision on something, and I hold it near and dear to my heart, you know. And so a couple of years ago, I guess it was many years ago, I had this vision that truly represents, I think, the message of the vision was how Jesus wants me to see him, you know, my relationship with him as my Lord and Savior. So have you ever had a parent, when you were little, grab hold of your arms and kind of like spin you around? I can't really spin around in my office, but you know what I'm saying? Lift you up your feet so your feet go up and you're just kind of spinning around because you're lighter, you know, and they're spinning you like around in a circle. You like get a little dizzy. But so this is the whole visual here that I had. So I had this vision of me as a child, and I know it was me as a child because I could see my little arms. And as I'm seeing the vision through my eyes, that little girl, and I could hear myself giggling with that high pitched, you know, childlike voice. And he's spinning me around, and it was slower than normal, you know, I think, so I could kind of take in the moment because I could see the sunlight flickering kind of behind as the scenery is changing behind Jesus. Right. And I just remember the joy in his eye and him, you know, tilting his head back and laughing, just that whole laughter and that joy. And I'm giggling and he's holding on to me. Yeah. That's something that's relevant too. He's holding on to me. And that was the whole vision. But it really, I think he wants me to see the joy in my relationship with him. Tammy, see the joy in me, that delight. He's just delighting in me, and that we come to him in that childlike relationship. And so I just love that visual. And that's just, I wanted to share that with you because that's how I want to be able to see Jesus, right? The way he wants me to see him, you know? So in closing, when you celebrate this Christmas, you know, let your heart ponder really, really what Jesus means to you.
Mm, yeah. Wow. And I know some of you out there don't get visions. I don't get visions, but Tammy said it well. You know, the Lord speaks to us in our own special way because he has a special relationship with you. And I just love the vision that Jesus gave you, Tammy. And, you know, that's what's so amazing. He gave that vision specifically to Tammy, because he knows her so intimately and he speaks right to her through a vision. And maybe for you, it's a vision or a dream or just a still small voice in your heart. You know, listeners, Jesus wants to be your greatest gift. And so with that in mind, here are your two challenge questions of the week. Who is Jesus to you today? And how do you want him to impact your life going forward? I want to thank you all for taking time to join us today. We wish you and yours a very blessed Christmas. As the angels announced at Christ's birth, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Join us next time as we continue to offer you words of encouragement that remind you of God's awesome love.